You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
I never want to forget the day of my salvation.
Amen.
God reached down and saved my sorry soul. This passage is dealing with the fact of salvation. In Psalm 103, in verses 1 through and 2, God says, I want you to bless my name, all your soul, and don't forget his benefits. Well, what's the benefits of God? Look what he says. Who, verse 3, who forgiveth all thy sins? See, that's some of your problem tonight, today. Some of you are just, you've sinned it up, and you can't get victory over your sin. Some have sinned it up before salvation. Some have sinned it up after salvation. You can't get over that adultery, can you? I knew better. Well, yeah, we all know better. You that are battling drugs in this room and you're saved and you know better. And drink and you know better. And adultery and you know better. And fornication and you know better. You know what? Him was without sin cast the first stone. I'm not recommending that we do any of these sins, but I'm recommending that prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Thank you for choosing that song. That was of God. Who forgiveth? What is to forgive? Forgive is to completely cancel. Have you ever had a loan that's forgiven? Completely canceled. Nothing left on the records. It's all gone. Gone, 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 gone. Yes, my sins are gone. Why? Because Jesus Christ forgave them. He forgave them at Calvary when he cried on the cross, it is finished. What was finished? His work of paying for your sin and my sin. I was born in this world a sinner. No one had to teach me to lie. No one had to teach me to steal. I can remember in seventh grade peeking over the girl's shoulder. I remember her name. And I was in a class, and I peeked over her shoulder, and she put her paper to the side so I could get the answer. I was saved. I was saved. But I remember cheating on that. First time only I ever did it. Because the teacher said, now, Jack, you and, she called the girl's name. I don't want to call it because she may be in this auditorium today. But she called her name. You and so, Sylvia wasn't her name. You have the same answers. I said, really? That's amazing. I tried to wiggle my way out of it. Isn't that something? And it was something. She said, did you copy off her paper? Well, not really. You know, every question, I said, yes, I did. She said, well, you got a zero. And she said, Sylvia, did you help him copy off? Yes, I did. And you get a zero. You know, I graduated from high school, and I never saw that girl again till about 15 years ago. I was in a Target store picking something up, and she said, you're Jack Treiber. She's an old looking, I mean old. This girl, I mean, life hasn't been good to her. She looked old. She looked like 40 or 50 years old. She looked a lot older. She was old. And I looked at her. I said, I couldn't. And she goes, I'm Sylvia. I thought, oh, I wonder if she remembers. I never asked her if she remembered. But then she said, what's Jill, your twin sister, doing? I said, she's a pastor's wife. And what are you doing? I said, I'm a pastor. And she said this. She said, I kind of thought you probably were. I saw it in high school that you were going to the ministry. And I wasn't a good testimony. You know, I could lay out for you sins I've committed, even after salvation, and sins that I'm not happy about. Everybody, but Jesus did this for me. Brother Tully, Jesus did this. He forgave me of all my sins. He canceled it. He said, it is finished. It's over. It's done with. There's nothing left. It's to forgive, just to forget. It's to cancel. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who forgiveth all thine iniquities.
Amen.
Psalm 86, verse 5, thou art great. Thou doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone, who forgiveth all thy transgressions. Today you're sitting here and you keep sinning and sinning and sinning. Perhaps it's because you've never been saved. And perhaps you've been saved, but you just keep falling back into sin. God says you'll forgive it. And what's the second word? Forgiveth how many of our sins? How many of our sins? And that's not what my Bible says. My Bible says who forgive us some of our sins. No, my Bible says for all of our sins. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If we confess our sins, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us. That word forgive is a perpetual Greek word that means constantly. I sin. He's constantly forgiving. The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, there's a man. He's the man that in 1 Corinthians, he's the man, I believe, that was committing adultery in the church. And the church wasn't dealing with it. And God says, you that are spiritual, you forgive this man. And he said, Jesus Christ, who forgiveth all of our transgressions, cannot you forgive somebody in the church? Some people hold on to the sins of others and they claim, I'm not getting saved because of hypocrites in the church. You can't stand before God because of someone else's sin. And I find that people that advertise online, that tell of everybody's sin, I find that those people are guilty and more guilty than those that have committed this sin. It's not your job to spread gossip and rumors and falsehoods about others. And even if they're true, that's not your job in life. I'm not saying let's cover crimes. We've reported every crime that in this church in 50 years we've ever experienced. We've reported every one of them. But I will say this. God forgives us of all of our sin.
Amen.
My past is forgiven. From sin I'm set free. A mansion in heaven is waiting for me. What did God do? He forgave us of all of our sin. Who forgiveth? Read that part again. Ready? Begin. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? What is iniquities? Iniquities is perversion. When I have iniquities in my heart, I have perversion. It's depravity. And it's yes, sin, but it's iniquities, it's perversion. I wonder how much have perversion in this room today. You're perverting your life with your iPhone or your computer. I wonder how many men and women, because that's the fastest growing of pornography users as women now. I wonder how many women are into pornography in this room. I wonder how many of you bus kids up here and how many of you teenagers down here. I wonder how many of you already witnessed pornography on your cell phone. I don't believe it's possible for a young person to get to a wedding altar in purity with cell phones. I just think it's almost impossible. We were at our granddaughter's wedding on Friday night. It was such a wonderful occasion down in Southern California. She's moving to Colorado, her husband. I told our class this morning, just listen to their vows. They had written their vows, and it wasn't just for better, for worse, for richer, for poor. None of that was in there. But Shane said to Ashlyn, I promise you to love you as Jesus loved the church. I'm going to love you like Jesus loved the church. He said, I promise to lead you. That's my job. I'm the head of my wife. I promised to meet her, and it was a long, lengthy thing. And then Ashlyn, 23-year-old girl, said, Shane, I promise to follow you all of our marriage. You're my head. You're my leader. I will follow you all the days of our life. I will support you in what you feel God's will is for our lives. I'll be a good, and it was wonderful to hear. It was wonderful to hear. And that's what God wants you and I to be. He's forgiven us, so walk in fellowship with Him. Don't dirty up your vessel. Somehow those kids kept their lives pure and right. We have 14 grandkids. It's my prayer every day that all 14 of our grandkids marry in purity and stay in purity. I pray that one day when God takes me home, I can look at all of our children and all of our grandchildren. Now we have 23 in our family from my wife and I. And I pray that every single one of those 23 people will be moral with their mates and moral with themselves and godly and pure from sin. God said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities? What sin are you carrying? God can forgive it. God has forgiven it if you're saved. And if you're not saved, He'll forgive every sin. Tetelestai is the Greek word, means paid in full. All taken care of. No more debt. Amen. The second thing I find here, not only does who forgiveth all thine iniquities, but verse 4, who redeemeth thy life.
Yes, amen.
To redeem is to purchase back. God purchased us. I've told this so many times, you're tired of it, but don't you remember, if you're from outside of California, it was S&H green stamps. And if you're in California, it was blue chip stamps. How many remember the blue chip stamps and S&H green stamps? Remember what those were? You go to the gas station and you'd fill up with gas, 19 cents a gallon. And you'd fill up that gasoline and they'd give you green stamps and you put them in your book. And then you took it to what was called the redemption store. And you redeem it. You get an oysterizer, or you get a pots and pans or different things they had in that store. And you'd bring your books. Remember that? You bring your books, and that was a redemption store. You gave that. And God redeemed me from the curse of the law. God redeemed me from my sin.
Yes, amen.
God removed my sin. And redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am redeemed. Redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm redeemed. I've been forgiven. Who forgave us? And then I've been redeemed. Who redeemeth us? I'll tell you what, things are looking up.
Praise the Lord.
But look at, there's a third one. Verse number 2, verse 3. Let's read it together. Ready? Who forgiveth? Verse 4. Ready? Begin. And then verse number 5, who satisfies thy mouth with good things. Stop right there. Who satisfies. You know what satisfaction is? Satisfaction is that Greek word and Hebrew word as well that says full to the excess. I'm overloaded. I've got too much. Some of us will go to lunch today and we'll get too much. And we'll know what that feels like. God says, I just kept dumping on you, Jack.
Amen.
You're satisfied. All my life long, I had panted for a drought of some cool spring. But I'm satisfied in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm so thankful that today that only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Some of you in this room are pressing for money. Money makes themselves wings and flies away. Money's never the answer for life. But Jesus is.
Amen.
Later this year, I'm going to go for 4 days to the Philippines. I'll go and I'll preach and then I'll come back. So I'm actually going 5 days with the flight. I'll be here on Sundays. I leave on a Sunday night and come back on a Friday night. I'm going into a province that's Iloilo. It's very, very, very poor. You know, you get to Manila. Manila has poverty, but Manila, you can see heavyweight people. You can see animals that are healthy looking. But you go to Iloilo, and the dogs you see, you can see their rib cages. Many of you are from Iloilo. Have you been there? There's nobody overweight in Iloilo. Our missionary, Rick Martin, went there 49 years ago, and he just loved the Filipinos. Rick, he's down to 115 pounds. He's had malaria so many times. He's been so sick, but he serves God. He just gets back up and serves God. We built him an auditorium that seats about 5,000 people. And his Bible college, he started 16 Bible colleges, and they have an orchestra that plays. Their 100-piece orchestra plays before every service. It's like no orchestra in America. It's just beautiful. It's great. Amen. These people live down in the riverbanks, and they come up, and yet in the Philippines, all public school all have uniforms. And every one of the ladies have dresses. And they come out from riverbanks in his area, in poverty areas, and they're so clean. And their hair is so clean. And their bodies are clean and their clothes. And they walk up that and they wait for the bus to come. And they go to school. It's an amazing thing to see. I remember talking to Rick one time I was there. They started 591 churches. And so I said, our church wants to be responsible for getting a graduate of your college and for 1 year put them in that village. Or that little hamlet, or wherever they might find themselves. We want to take 400 of your boys over the next several years. Brother Sly did this. And we want to start a church. And then after a year, we want to build a building. You know, all of those preachers, years later, all 400 of them are still serving, but one. He passed away. And they got another graduate. All are open today. You just think of 400 churches at 100 people. You get, somebody got to one of them recently and they saw a car battery hooked up to the cell phone somehow. They were watching our services. It's an amazing thing. Brother Poussin, you were there and I said, Rick, our men of our church want to come over here and build you a house. His house has running water 3 days a week for 50 years now. They catch the water in the tub with a bucket the days at a drip. Outside their window, the house is open sewage. There's about 8,000 or 10,000 people that pass by his little house every service. The college it's full. It's 1,000 students. It's just an amazing thing. And they said, Brother Treber, we live, and his wife, Becky, said, we live so much better than our people. They have air conditioning in one room, running water 3 days a week, but they're not satisfied with money. They're not seeking money. They have discovered the joy of living for God. Are you satisfied with what you have? Most people are on the stretch for more. God says three things here. They all start with who. There's five times you see the who in these verses, but we'll look at the three of them. Who forgiveth all the iniquities? Who redeemeth thy life? Who satisfies? You see that song, oh, 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 what he's done for me. What would that be? 65 years ago, still means so much to me. I never shall forget what he's done for me. Amen. Are you saved? Do you know Christ? Not are you in church week after week? Not are you tithing? Are you saved? Salvation is so simple. Salvation is just placing your faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone. I cannot save you. This church cannot save you. The baptistry waters cannot save you. The money plate cannot save you. But only Jesus can save you.
Amen.
Are you saved? Do you know Christ? Bus kids, do you know him today? Do you know Christ as your Savior? Have you bowed the head? I remember I walked forward in 1956 and the pastor said, Viva Morningstar, lead Jack to Christ. And I prayed that night something like this, Dear God, I'm a sinner. I deserve hell. And I asked Jesus to save me and forgive me of my sin. You know, that day God wrote my name in the book of life. There are no erasers in heaven. My name's never been erased out because that was the day I was born again. The trump of God, Brother Henry sang about it, can sound today. And I'm going home to heaven because, not because I'm a pastor, not because I've tried to do right, but because I'm a Christian. I've been born again. Are you saved?
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.